Welcome to the Environmental Protection Agency's Science Bite. EPA scientist Dr. Rebecca Dotter is one of only 105 people across the country to receive a PCAS Award in 2015, a presidential early career award for scientists and engineers. The PCAS Award is the nation's highest honor given to federal researchers at the beginning of their research careers. Recipients are selected for their leadership potential, dedication to community service, and their innovative research efforts in the fields of science and technology. Dr. Dotter received the award for her leadership in research and science education. She is connecting the dots between climate change and water resources by showing how the energy we use to heat and cool our homes and power our appliances could be affected by our limited water supply. Dr. Dotter has been able to share this and other complicated energy concepts with students K through 12 in creative ways, such as a board game called Generate. We sat down with Dr. Dotter to congratulate her on this tremendous honor and to find out what drives this PK scientist to tackle the more difficult questions, like imagining a future in the face of climate change. Congratulations on your award, Dr. Dotter.
Thank you so much, Nathan.
So, what inspires you to conduct research about climate change?
Well, my research looks out to 2050 and beyond, so what really inspires me the most are my children. I'm looking out at scenarios of the world that they will be living in when they're in their 40s. We have to understand the possibilities for how our energy system might transform and really think about the trade-offs, the surprises, the challenges, and opportunities. Moving towards a lower carbon energy system is really a critical step towards taking action on climate and protecting the environment. But I'm optimistic that the pathway to that future will be one of innovation and resilience. I see my kids and other kids their age ask questions and think in ways that are sometimes quite astounding. I wish we could harness just a fraction of their creativity. They're really the ones that inspire me.
What is so important about connecting with the younger generation?
Well, it wasn't by accident that I started volunteering to do STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math outreach in classrooms pretty soon after I had twin boys in 2008. There's really no reason or excuse to not connect to the younger generations. I've worked with groups ranging from kindergartners to university and community college students. I've also worked with teachers and educators to help them however I can to provide tools and material for improving the energy literacy in their own classrooms. Kids can understand different aspects of energy use and its impacts at their own level, their own pace, and from their own unique perspective. But we have to engage them, and we can't leave them out of this dialogue, because this is really their future more than it is ours.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, Dr. Dotter.
It was my pleasure.
You can learn more about Dr. Dotter's research in a previous podcast from April 8, 2015. For more information on the latest EPA research, be sure to keep listening to the EPA Science Bite.